happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden touted today's jobs report. It showed 254,000 new jobs created last month.
Inflation has come down. Wages have gone up faster than prices. Interest rates are down. Record 19 million new business applications have been filed for.
Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning in Michigan, hoping to solidify union support. She touted the dock workers agreement.
We saw another example of the power of collective bargaining, right? When the longshoremen and the U.S. Maritime Alliance came together, ended a strike, and reached an agreement on a record wage. Right? They did good.
UNICEF's Tess Ingram says the situation in Lebanon is growing more dire for civilians.
1.2 million people are displaced across the country, according to the Lebanese government. We estimate that a third of those, or about 400,000, are children.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I will be playing songs about kids or children, whichever your preference. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, October 7th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids Public School Board of Education Committee meetings will begin at 6 at the Peach Street office. The Town of Rome will hold their Parks and Recreation Committee meeting at 5. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 3:30. The County Board and County Executive presentation of the budget will begin at 5. The Village of Whiting will hold their Plan Commission meeting at 5. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UW Extension Committee will meet at 3, and the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council will meet at 3:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I love what I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And, it didn't end the way we wanted to, and you know, tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. It felt like a tragedy.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight and cool with a low in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, becoming breezy, high in the mid 70s. A storm or two possible tomorrow night, then sunny, cooler, and highs in the low 60s Sunday. breezy at times as well. Currently, it's 66.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this October 4th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to welcome in some friends of ours from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2025 and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2025 contestants. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, though, in studio with us, our good friend, Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krug, representing District 72. Scott, good to have you with us.
Did you say October already?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It actually took me a second to remember that it's October. I almost said September there.
When I finally started hearing weather reports saying it wasn't 80 degrees anymore, I was starting to think I was getting a little thankful, actually.
So, right. Yeah.
It's fine now. So,
got a couple of things I want to get into with you, Scott. But I actually have been working on something for a little while now, a story, if you will, but a segment that I really wanted to do, focusing on attack ads.
Okay.
And I saved this to talk about with you in part, not just because of your position, but because of your schooling, that brain of yours. I like to take advantage of that whenever I can. I appreciate the political mind that you have, but also the schooling that you have done on this subject. And so when it comes to something like this, I know that you are going to approach it like you do with anything in a purple matter. And that's part of where I wanted to go with this. I want to talk about it with Senator Testin and certainly our listeners, too, because we are being bombarded by attack ads.
Sure. Yeah.
And this has existed since we were kids. But we've never seen it like this before, where not only do we have the amount of attack ads we're having, but we are getting attack ads from a lot of places that are not coming from these politicians themselves.
Oh, yeah. Right, dark money and AI generated and everything else. It is a whole different world.
One of the major things I want to come across with this is I am not pointing at either side because both parties are guilty of this, because this dark money, this AI stuff, doesn't have a political affiliation. All they're looking for is chaos. Yeah. All they're looking for is division.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of stats that I thought were quite impressive about attack ads. The amount of, and you can look these up yourselves and everything. The one of the most staggering things to me is that 83% to 85% of attack ads have no effect.
Right.
None.
Yeah. Right.
They don't change anybody's opinion.
It's changed a lot over the last 2 decades.
It
used to work.
Yeah.
Right.
And one of the interesting things is, I think, in order to understand anything, I think you have to look at the history of that.
Yeah.
And this starts, like a lot of things do, with attack ads of advertising. The Ragu company did this back in the 90s, where they went after each other, the Ragu and the other. And what they found was, whether it was that or it was Pepsi and Coke or any of these things, all the attack ads did was bring down both companies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It didn't help either side. It just hurt the whole industry. Because even if you were a fan of Coke, and you heard them talking trash about Pepsi, it reminded you of things that you might not like about Coca-Cola.
Sure. Right.
And it tied into that. It had an opposite effect. Yeah. And we are seeing the same thing politically, where you see an attack ad for a Democratic or a Republican representative, and we're seeing people, if they are being swayed by it, they're being swayed in a different way.
My 10-year-old is a great example. Like, Jack will see these on TV, and Jack is, like, politically tuned in at this point because he's lived his whole life, literally. So he'll see an attack ad come on, and he will just turn on whoever that person was that put the ad out. He's like, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm like, okay, tell me why. So we have this conversation with Jack all the time. Like, why do you have an issue with that? Well, why are they talking about that instead of talking about what they can do? Like, instead of being positive, I'm like, and that is the one thing my wife has told me from the beginning. It's like, if you ever go there, we're done. Like, you're not going to be able to do this anymore. You don't have my support.
That's awesome.
So we had that come up this week where one of the candidates in Adams County had just stuck a yard sign in our yard without asking, just because I had other signs in my yard, right? Wow. I know. That was kind of, you know, tacky. And it was a sign that said something about Trump good something, Kamala bad something. My wife went through the roof. I mean, she went out, she ripped this sign out of the yard, started yelling at me. I'm like, I didn't put it there. It wasn't me. But it is. I mean, that's a mantra that we've had in every campaign I've had, is like, just talk about the good you can accomplish instead of the bad that somebody else might stand for. So, I mean, we have this conversation all the time besides your project, is people really buy in better now to a positive message. The world has changed dramatically when we're talking about mental health days and safe spaces and all these things. Why would somebody want to, you know, put out negative ads at this point?
Yeah.
The whole world is focused on mental health and stability and happiness, so let's just focus on that.
The majority of these attack ads, the overwhelming majority of them, are coming from either overseas or they're coming from ghost areas that we cannot find exactly where they are. And they oftentimes, the majority of them, where they used to be, I'm so-and-so and I prove this message. You're not hearing that.
Yeah, now it's sponsored by Alphabet Soup, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Like, oh, God, okay, right.
So I bring this up because, you know, the overall theme, I think, of our conversation today is integrity and being able to trust this process. We're going to get into a couple of things that involve that. And this is another one of those where we're seeing from the stats, we're seeing from surveys, not only is are the country tired of division, but they're also tired of not being answered. To your point, as far as you ask a politician nowadays, and this is, again, Republican and Democrat, both parties are guilty of this. Where do you stand on this issue? Well, my opponent...
I was raised in a middle class family.
Right. And answer the question.
And you
man.
Saw that with J.D. Vance and Tim Walz in their debate. It literally went back to that. Where even J.D. Vance, who wanted to go back and answer something from before, said, "Hey, I will get to your question in a minute." Like, anything that happened in that debate was the example of what should have happened in the presidential debates.
Agreed.
Right? I mean, J.D. and Tim had an incredible conversation. They nodded at each other's good points, and they didn't make strange faces at each other or laugh or guffaw or anything like that. And it was just, it was so adult. It was so refreshing. It was so everything that I am into in politics. And every conversation I've had with people about presidential politics this week is like, hey, did you see the vice presidential debate? Like, I could vote for either one of those guys for president, and I'm not a Democrat. Like, Tim Walz has done some things that I just will never agree with, but at least he had some common sense, decent, you know, responses to some things. I'm like, all right, so yeah, I mean, going back to the first part of this question is, yeah, the negativity doesn't work. And we saw a great example on the highest scale of positivity and conversation and collaboration and discussion. And it paid off in droves, because now everybody's looking at policy debate in the presidential election versus just personality debate, which has turned into the last 8 years. So
I wonder, and this is rhetorical, and not put on you or even the audience, but I do wonder if we're going to get to a point where we have to get rid of attack ads. We have to do something on that front where we just look, this is, we're done with this. No more of this. And especially from outside sources, as we are looking for more and more ways to solidify and encourage integrity out of our audience, our community, our constituents. I think that this is becoming more and more important. You know, there are a lot of people that are going to scream at the radio right now, you got to get the money out of politics. That ain't happening.
No.
You're not going to see that happen.
It can't. Literally, you can't. There's no other way to get the message out besides paying for it. Like, I can knock on doors until I'm blue in the face, but I'm not going to knock on 60,000 doors in Wood, Adams, and Juneau County in 6 months. Like, I literally can't.
No.
Right? So the money's always going to be there. It's just a matter of how we balance the First Amendment rights of people that want to speak versus the better good of the society that shouldn't have to hear garbage, right? Well, so we try to make sure people are educated.
And if I was an attorney, if I'm Jack McCoy in that situation and I'm fighting against that or something, my number one thing is, you can't yell fire in a building.
Yeah,
you can't just yell fire and have no accountability. I think that we're seeing a very similar thing with these attack ads. Yeah. And we're seeing, maybe just as importantly as that, society pushing against those. And be like, no, we don't want this.
I think tie it up for you is George Washington saw it coming. From the time he took the presidency on to the time he retired from the presidency, he knew that this two-party system was going to lead to this. He literally did. I mean, and the way that the founders set up the presidency was to have the winner be the president, the runner-up in the Electoral College be the vice president. And it was changed by Congress 20 years into party politics where they just said, well, the winner is going to be able to pick who the vice president is now, too. So, I mean, you go back in history, and you could see from our founding that we knew this was going to happen if we let it happen.
Do you think we should go back to that? Because I do.
It would be.
I think it'd be very interesting.
It would be. There would be a lot. Yeah, there'd be a lot more argument on Twitter and Facebook and, yeah. and press releases yeah. if we had opposing president and vice president. But yeah, if the vice presidency had any power whatsoever, that would be more interesting than it does because the vice presidency doesn't have a lot that it can do. So I try not to put too much history on it, but yeah, we knew it was coming.
Yeah. And this is part of the reason why it's good to look into your history about these things. Scott, for the audience, we mentioned that you're a representative of District 72. You have a couple of other positions that you hold as well. One of those is certainly voter integrity and voting integrity and making sure that our elections are strong, safe, and something that us as voters can believe in. This is something that you have championed for a long time, even before you were in a chair position like you are now and everything. What is your specific title with that?
So I am the chairman of the Assembly Campaigns and Elections Committee. So at this point, and I've stolen this power from the Senate, I am the figurehead. Like, I am the guy that I want all the complaints to come to. I want to be the referee. I want to be the arbitrator. Like, I want to take all of this rhetoric out of all this stuff and just give the common sense answers, whether it was the duplicate ballots that were sent out in Madison, whether it's the Dropbox issue in Wausau, whether it's the RNC letter that came out saying that dead people are getting absentee ballots. I am this guy where it comes to where I get to farm back out and built and off the relationships I've built with clerks and everybody else in the state of Wisconsin, make a phone call and say, hey, what really happened? And then relay it back to the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Instead of arguing on Facebook, instead of arguing on Twitter, instead of arguing by press release, actually be able to talk to people because we built relationships and say, okay, what happened? And every single one of those instances that happened this week, easily explainable, and they have died down immediately instead of what happened 2 or 4 years ago, where they become this massive mega explosion.
Right.
So if you just take the heat out of this and just have conversations, remember that people make mistakes and that we are people and that there's reasons that we do these things, it has worked out miraculously just to be able to step in and say, okay, the adults in the room, let's just stop this craziness because we've got a really big policy discussion to have in the next 4 weeks.
Whenever I have a chance, I like to remind people that your political party is not your sports team.
Right.
You don't they shouldn't be treated that way. They shouldn't be looked at that way. That there is no true losing in politics because whatever the people decide is the right choice for the people. I don't believe you can win and lose in politics. I don't think that that's the case. There's just what the people decide. Yeah. And I think that what you're talking about here is vital going forward because the only way to get rid of doubt is fact. The only way to reassure people is fact. And when you do a little digging, you find that every one of these scenarios you mention, human error oftentimes. And human beings are not perfect. Right. We realize
stupid choices, stupid decisions, missed button pushed on a computer. I mean, those are literally the things that happened this week.
Every person out there has made a mistake this week.
Right.
Like,
literally,
Some of these are just a little
bit more.
They
say it all comes
in
threes, and it literally came in threes. Yeah, so this week has been a month for me. But, I mean, it's like, so I'll dive in a little bit, just a little more detail. Like the Dropbox issue in Wausau, right, where the mayor didn't feel the Dropbox was secured enough, so we relocated within City Hall where it was secure. Stupid decision to put it on Facebook and dress up as a construction worker pulling it into the office.
Yeah.
In the end, was it the right policy decision? Yeah, because the Dropbox has to be secured. If somebody's ballots were in there, anybody could have tied a rope to that darn thing and stole your ballot, and it could have gone anywhere in the state, right? Stupid to put it on Facebook and try to champion it that way. In the end, the Dropbox is back. There's discussions being had. It's going to have to go through city council, which is where it should in every municipality because the Supreme Court did not put any guidelines in place that we should have been able to put in place. I wrote a bill to do it. Mm. Nobody wanted to do the bill either, right? So there's this big, wild discussion on Dropboxes. Both sides are right, right? I don't see a problem with the Dropbox because if it's secure and it's monitored and there's chain of custody, fine. But on the other side of it, if there's not a Dropbox, you all have one at the end of your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
That works too.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can take it to your clerk and just hand it to your clerk's office. So, I mean, there's both sides can be argued on that. this duplicate ballot thing in Madison, where the city clerk mailed out 2,000 duplicate ballots across 10 wards because of a copy and error thing in an Excel spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Great. People cannot vote twice in the state of Wisconsin. Let me repeat that for all you folks in the back. People cannot vote twice in the state of Wisconsin. When you put in your absentee ballot request, you send back your ballot, your name gets put into a poll book. When the ballot gets opened and processed, the name is entered into the poll book. If that second ballot shows up, guess what? The name's already in the poll book in that ward, is already having voted. Ballot 2 gets destroyed. The problem is, for those 2,000 people in Madison who got duplicate ballots, if they return both of them in the same envelope, neither one of those ballots count.
Right.
State law says they both come back. We can't use one of them. Right. So I think the clerk's mistake here is probably disenfranchising those people who think they can try to vote twice more than worrying that every one of them is going to vote twice. So, I mean, another stupid mistake, copy, error, and paste, but we called the city clerk. We you know, Senator Knodel and I wrote a letter to her. She responded right away. It was adult. We displayed the information back to the public. This is what happened. Here's what it is. Dead issue.
Mm-hmm.
The day after that, the RNC in West Palm Beach, Florida, sent a letter to the Wisconsin Elections Commission saying, hey, we have evidence that dead people got absentee ballots. Whew, okay, well, maybe you guys could have called me. I can tell you exactly how this works.
Right, right.
If you go on WisVote, you request an absentee ballot. If you say you did it in August and you wanted to request an absentee ballot for November, absentee ballots went out at the end of September. So if you died from the time that ballots went out September 17th till October 1st, yeah, you're a dead person who got an absentee ballot.
Yeah.
But guess what? The ballot's not going to count if it gets sent back in by somebody.
Right.
Because DHS and the Office of Vital Statistics keep WisVote up to date, and that's how RNC knew, is that they got the information straight from the Elections Commission that these people were already dead. We already knew they were dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to vote. So it's just taking 10 minutes to get these things figured out, to see a congressman in our state try to fuel the fire. Really got me upset. Whether Republican or Democrat, I didn't
agreed.
Care. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, you first of all, if you have a question, call the clerk. Or if you have a question, call somebody and have a conversation. Don't just argue by Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Great friend of mine. He and I started serving together in 2010. But I had to clap back a bit and just say, hey, this is too much. Like, just slow down. This is my sandbox. I'll help you if you need it. I know these people. Let's figure this out. That is exactly what I'm doing right now, is playing goalie for the next 4 weeks until election day, just to put out all these fires, stop these, kick save this one out of here. And so by the time election day comes up, everybody can say it was free, fair, and safe.
Right.
Period. And I don't care who's trying to get in the way of that. I'm going to run them over because I can't have 2020 happen again.
And we appreciate that. We appreciate that, not only the work on that, but the bipartisan work on that, especially in this day and age. This isn't rocket science. This is what the people want, is that approach to these things and an adult way of handling these things.
Yeah, you'll see my yard sign not in so many of the yards anymore because of that, unfortunately.
But my
position is as safe as it can be. I'm not doing a campaign thing here, but it's not like I have a very contentious election, which even allows me to be even a bigger voice statewide and just say, hey, enough of the BS, because I took care of stuff at home. Now I can expand the field a little bit and just try to put out all these other things everywhere else.
It's a great article on WPR.org. I encourage you to check out with us.
Awful picture, though. So when you see the picture, just don't, yeah.
They could have had a better picture. Could have given a better picture. But I encourage people to check it out. It is a great conversation with you and Representative Tiffany talking about this. And one of the comments that came out of this, dial back the rhetoric.
Yeah,
it really stood out to me. I made sure that my mom, who is a political mastermind too herself, made sure to read this article, because this is what we're looking for. This is what we need. We can discuss these things. We can get into things. We can get passionate about these things, but we can never stop the respect end of this, or stop the factual part of this.
Right.
There is too much at stake for us to go down the route that we have done in previous elections.
Yeah. So I mean, anybody that trying to plant the seeds of discontent right now, I am going through those same fields with some arsenic and just killing those seeds.
Like, right.
I mean, it is just,
right,
it's
on.
Time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't stress that enough, that people just do not want to go through that all over again and have this argument in presidential debates about, you know, 2 months, you know, like another January 6th election.
Right. Right.
Like,
Nobody benefits from that.
Right. The election was November. We don't need to be talking about what happens in January for inauguration besides the fact that there was a peaceful transfer of power.
Right.
Period.
Scott, I want to remind people, too, that they can vote early and make sure that people are aware of that.
Yeah. I mean, Wisconsin is one of the most liberal states when it comes to voting early. And we do a great job monitoring it with WisVote and making sure that your vote counts. So the biggest story I can give people about that is if you are tired about getting political texts, 8, 9, 10 a day, go vote early.
Mm.
Because every single one of these campaigns are buying these lists from the Wisconsin Elections Commission on voters and those who are eligible voters and those who've already cast a vote. So if you go cast your vote early by going on to WisVote, requesting your absentee ballot, getting it in the mail, sending it back, either putting it in a Dropbox if there's a community that has one, or your mailbox, or take it to your clerk, you can get rid of every single one of those texts. You can get rid of junk phone calls.
Yeah.
You can save political campaigns that you support. You can save them money.
No, there
Cost
you go.
Cost them 5 cents a text.
That's an interesting point.
If you want to save
point.
Your guys some money, go vote early.
That's a good point.
You can do it right now by requesting your absentee ballot on WisVote or from your clerk. You can vote 2 weeks in person early at your clerk's office. There's no reason that you can't vote early in the state of Wisconsin if you want to. Any municipality has that option right now. Today, you could vote early.
Get in on it, everybody. Get out there. Make sure your vote is heard. Be informed. Get out there and vote. We appreciate that. There is a phrase that I heard when I was a kid that they were involved in politics, but not solely about politics, but who watches the watchman?
Yeah.
It's a phrase that's been around in politics since the Roman era and everything. And it's something that pops in my mind this time of year, every 4 years. And I'm reminded that we are the ones that watch the watchman.
Right.
We the people. And never forget that, everybody. Next time Scott and I get together in November, we're going to be talking a little bit about your career here a little bit.
Yeah,
going forward.
Yeah, talk about where it came from, where it's going, those types of things, because it's not always going to be the same. It just, after 16 years, it's time to start figuring out what the next step is. So
looking forward to that, man. Mm-hmm. And as always, appreciate the open, transparent conversation. Because we are friends, I did not bring up the Brewers.
Yeah, but I know. We talked about it off air before I told you not to.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
But like I said, though, too, it's not the worst beat we've ever seen in Wisconsin sports history. The onside kick still takes the cake, but it was rough, man. I told Pam in the hallway, I said, my first marriage, I learned the lesson not to take sports too seriously. That's why I have a second marriage. Right? So I'm trying not to get back to that point where you get so involved in the sports that it's life. But it's still a tough one to swallow.
Like a lot of things in life, perspective goes a long way. Be thankful you didn't grow up on the south side of Chicago.
Oh,
like
yeah,
me,
right. You were the first guy I thought of when they lost.
It could be a lot worse.
Right.
It could be a lot worse.
Right.
And you got some beautiful young pieces on that team, man. You got some really fun players to look forward to.
Bring back Big Woo and Yelly next year.
Yeah.
I think you're good. It sucks losing Adamas, but.
Yeah.
All right. We'll move on.
And we'll
go
talk.
Go, Pat, go.
We'll talk more soon. Thank you for the time, Scott.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. The president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes. Health problems from lead pipes have been a long-standing problem in Milwaukee. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. A listeria outbreak across the country is raising concerns about how deli meats are regulated. 10 people have died and at least 59 people got sick. Jovana Kovacevic is a listeria expert who says there's room for improvement.
Consumers would benefit having the ability to look openly for listeria as opposed to fearing if they find any positive what's going to happen.
People should store meat at the proper temperature and cook it thoroughly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a group collecting donations for Helene Hurricane Relief this Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll have a semi-trailer in the old Shopko Mall parking lot from 7 to noon on October 5th. The donations will be taken to Asheville, North Carolina. They're asking for water, cleanup supplies, and more. You can contact Andy Elmhorst for more information at 715-459-4153. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for help from deer hunters to test for PFAS in white-tailed deer. They need tissue samples from hunters with kills in the area around the town of Stella. The DNR is asking for hunters to submit 100 grams of both muscle and liver tissue. This is an amount about the size of an adult thumb. Samples should be wrapped in aluminum foil and placed in a zip-closed bag, then dropped off at the CWD kiosk in Rhinelander. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Kevin Smith fans have been wondering if there will be a Mallrats sequel for Going on 30 Years. Well, wonder no more. While discussing his new film, The 430 Movie, Smith told the New York Post there will definitely be a Mallrats sequel. The director says he spoke about the sequel with Shannon Doherty before she passed away from cancer. He says Doherty was all on board with the project, and she even told him she would go to the studio with Smith and play the cancer card to get it made if she had to. If you watch any TV at all, you've seen one of Ryan Murphy's shows. His latest is Monsters, about the Menendez brothers on Netflix. His new legal drama is All's Fair. The project took a hit when Halle Berry left, but there is no shortage of actors who want to work. Variety reports that Ed O'Neill will join the cast of the show that follows a divorce attorney at an all-female law firm. The show also stars Naomi Watts, Glenn Close, and Kim Kardashian. O'Neill is best known for his work on Married with Children and Modern Family. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight and cool with a low in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, becoming breezy, high in the mid-70s. A storm or two possible tomorrow night, then sunny, cooler, and highs in the low 60s Sunday. Breezy at times as well. It's 67 right now.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the very latest on a close congressional race between Becca Cook and constantly caustic Congressman Derek Van Orden.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, October 4th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and welcoming into the studio, a perfect way to wrap up our week. We have our great friends from the Miss Wisconsin Rapids team contestants in. Ladies, I'm going to have you introduce yourselves, go down the line here, and we'll go that way with our questions as well, if you don't mind starting us off.
Hi, my name is Brielle Totsky.
Brielle, thank you for being here.
My name is Kaylin Auld, and I'm from Wisconsin Rapids.
Good to see you, Kaylin. Thank you for being here.
Hello, I'm Caitlin Mandreski from Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Kaylin.
I'm Ava Lowersdorf from Wisconsin Rapids.
Ava, thank you for being here.
Hi, my name is Maya Hernandez, and I'm from Wisconsin Rapids.
Maya, good to see you. And good to see some of you faces again. Appreciate that. And you new faces, we appreciate you being here. Want to mention that since 1985, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship Organization has been providing scholarships to some of the most talented, intelligent, and driven young women in this community. They are dedicated to empowering young women by giving them the skills and opportunities in life needed to become successful, strong, and engaging citizens. We are going to tell you about the event, times of the event, and everything as we go along, but I want to dive into the event a little bit with you all and talk about what brought you to this, what made you want to do this. And Ava, I'll start with you. What made you want to be a part of this pageant?
What made you want to be a part of this?
Brielle, sorry. I knew I was going to do that. I get one mulligan. I can mess up one name. I can't mess up anymore. Sorry, okay. Brielle.
So the reason why I wanted to join this pageant is because of all the opportunities you get from it and the speaking things, because it helps you talk with others and just introduces more opportunities for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said.
So this is actually my very first local pageant. I have done pageants before, and I chose this one because I wanted to take more initiative with my community and know the girls even better.
Mm. Very cool.
I found out about this pageant last year because I heard about the amazing scholarships and sisterhood you get from it, and it was such an amazing experience last year. I knew I had to come back.
Mm, right on.
I'm agreeing with Kaylin. I definitely, love this. I did it last year, and it's all about sisterhood, and I love it so much. And I heard about it from Ruby Marty, and she is a former Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen.
Mm-hmm. Am
I? And I heard about it from when I was a little. I used to be a part of the Princess program that is now called the Cranberry Cuties. So I've always kind of been a part of the organization, and now I'm old enough to compete.
Very cool. Very cool. Great answers, you guys. Great answers. Really well done. I want to talk a little bit about the event itself. This is done by a couple of different categories. All the contestants compete in a private interview, on stage question, talent, health and fitness, and evening gown. I want to get to the talent part of this for a little bit. Well, what is going to be your talent for the event?
My talent is a contemporary dance to Leave a Light On by Tom Walker. I chose this song because of the message it gives. It fits with my initiative, Healing the Broken Women in Crisis.
Mm-hmm. I am doing a violin performance to Once Upon a December by Anastasia, and I chose to do violin because it's been my passion for over 4 years, and I chose the song because it really just resonated with me, and I love the movie Anastasia.
I'm doing a tap dance to Sit Still and Look Pretty because I've been dancing for 12 years and tap has always been my favorite. And I chose a song because I think it is true. Everyone is pretty. So just sit still and look pretty.
Nice.
I'm also doing a tap dance to The Greatest Show. And I chose this because it's very fun and exciting, and it's also some jazz, so it's going to be really fun.
Mm.
My talent is singing, and I'm singing a song, Ave Maria by Beyonce.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Man, you guys, you really set the bar here. All of you are doing impressive things. I love that so many of these are either tied into a passion or a message. That's very cool. That's very unique. And another way to kind of show your personality to these judges, but also to the community in doing this. That's a great, wonderful things. Want to get into your platform a little bit. Now, this is one of those ones where I want you guys to go ahead and take a beat and really get into this a little bit if you choose to. You don't have to, but I know how much this can mean to individuals. I know certainly for me at a young age, I had my passions, I had my causes. I'm curious of what yours are and part of what you can put a kind of a spotlight on at this event. And again, we'll start right on the line here. Brielle, do you have a CSI? Do you have a platform that you're
So my CSI, which I've already said, was Healing the Broken Women in Crisis,
yeah.
Which I chose this because I attended a dinner with the Hannah Center that hosted at like a church, and just what they were talking about really resonated with me and made me want to help them with their healing journey, and it just really stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I always journalistically mention I am on the board of our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. This is a topic that is very personal to me, means a lot to me. And one of the things that I am encouraged by is how many young people are getting behind this and going to be on the right side of history with this topic. And it's very encouraging, bro. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that.
My platform is Navigating Crohn's and Colitis Together, and I chose this platform because my mother has Crohn's disease, and I have secondhand seen how it has affected her life. She has had it for 31 years, so over a quarter of her life, or half of her life, actually. And I started out when I was 5 with my Cookies for Crohn's, where I bake cookies and all the proceeds go to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, which I am directly partnered with. And I got into partnering with them because I wanted to take more initiative with my CSI. And I found out, looking into it further, that there are no support groups in the state of Wisconsin for Crohn's and Colitis. And my mother has told me how much she felt alone and scared when she was first diagnosed. So I want to be able to help more people. And I am currently the only support group of Wisconsin. And you can find it directly on the page. It's called the Midwest Crohn's and Colitis Warriors.
Well, not only a great cause, but you're already getting good at the marketing thing. Nicely done. You got to get that in there. Nicely done. Well done. This is one of the things that I enjoy about not only this event, but events like this, where we can oftentimes bring attention to things that don't get a lot of attention in our society. Whereas we've got a lot of causes, got a lot of things going on, and we kind of get pulled one way, direction or another. It's so great to see people be able to bring attention to something that doesn't get nearly the attention it deserves. So nicely done.
My initiative is music as an instrument for growth. So as a band kid myself, I've seen how music impacts other people's lives and impacts my life. I've made amazing friends, and some of my best friends come from band. I've also learned great life lessons throughout band, and this goes for all types of music, singing, playing in the orchestra or band. And I really want to encourage people to join a music class, as our schools have amazing music programs, and really just help bring awareness that everyone should play an instrument or sing.
I love that. I think I could not agree with you more. And I think one of the things that stands out that we often think when we're looking at an instrument or thinking about it, and just as a spoiler alert to you guys, you do this even in your 40s. Even in your 40s, you're looking at, like, you mentioned violin. That's my favorite instrument. I've always looked at it, and I thought, oh, you know, I'd love to be able to pick that up. I'd like to be able to play violin. And I talk myself out of it, and I get busy or that kind of thing. And one of the things that I come back to with singing or an instrument is, well, I don't know if I could do it good. Well, that doesn't matter. You don't have to be great at it. You don't have to be the next, you know, Yo-Yo Ma or anything like that. You can pick up an instrument and just to play it, just to enjoy it, just to have fun with it, especially in this day and age where we are doing a better job of talking about mental health. And certainly you see a lot of this tied into mental health, with a lot of people having hobbies that make them happy or just make bring a little joy to their day. That's a great one.
My CSI is Fire Safety, the Power in a Plan, and it's about educating and helping families in my community have a fire safety plan. And a fun, sad fact is that 1 in 4 families do have a fire safety plan. I just want to make that a higher percentage.
Yeah, right on. And again, another one of those topics that we don't seem to really touch on or talk about until it happens, or it happens to one of us. I will say that even for my family, we had a horrible fire happen about almost 7 or 8 years ago. And we felt like, as a family, we had dealt with it all. We had had every bad thing that could possibly happen. We've dealt with it all. And then that happens. And we really had no real plan. We really had no idea of really how to handle that. It was an eye opener for us and our neighbors across the street and some other people too. So that's a great topic, and it's an important one. Nicely done. Maya?
So my CSI is Not a Victim, a Survivor, Speaking Out Against Sexual Assault. And I'm a really big advocate for this, because this is something that I was affected by personally. So I just want to be an advocate for my community and get the resources out there.
Appreciate that. Appreciate you sharing that, and appreciate the work on this. As mentioned before, this is a topic that is not going away, and we've seen from the pandemic the numbers rise when it comes to this topic. And one of the not to use a word like a cure or ways to solve something like this, but one of the best ways to do anything close to that is you guys, like the youth, young people. This changes with the way we treat each other and the way that we handle each other in life and treat each other and all this. And more and more younger people seeing older people handle this well. And learn from that and everything. And certainly you guys taking the mantle and doing the work that you're doing with the front. That's great to hear. Appreciate that. All great topics, you guys. I am so glad I am not a judge of this. I am so thankful. I would never. We'd be there for days, just not being able to decide. We're sitting back with the Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2025, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 25 contestants right now. And I want to talk a little bit about the rehearsal process, what that is like. How often are you guys rehearsing, and if you enjoyed it? If you don't mind, Brielle, and I keep on picking on you because you're on the end here. It always happens to the person on the end. I apologize. How often did you all rehearse?
We come in every Sunday to a local church that lets us practice there. And I was surprised in how friendly everybody was there. Like, they're just like a loving family, basically. And you just want to come back every time super excited.
Did you guys enjoy the rehearsal process? It sounds like you did, Brielle. Did you guys, the rest of you, enjoy the rehearsal process and some
Definitely.
Yeah? Good. Very good to hear. Very good to hear. One of the things that my mom brings up with this, because when I was young, I really felt, well, I don't understand pageants, and I don't know if we should have these in society, and I don't know if this is a good thing for women and that. I was raised by a hippie feminist, so it is something that was kind of instilled at me at a very young age. But my mother, who the hippie feminist I'm referring to, was the one that told me, well, Jimmy, this is something that you just don't get. It's important in life, I think, oftentimes to understand that I empathize, but I understand that I can't understand what it's like. I don't know what it's like to be a young woman, and I don't know what it's like to not have necessarily the opportunities for women to support women, for sisterhood, something that you have touched on and there are other groups have touched on, and something that I've noticed over the years of doing this. You guys have already won. You already won. You not only in the braveness of doing something that not a lot of people can do. I have acted since I was about 7 years old. I've done about 100 characters. I've done a lot. I could never do what you guys are doing. Never. I wouldn't even come close to it. I admire and think it's brave what you're doing. That is certainly a big part of this. And in that, there's the part that Brielle was mentioning before as far as public speaking. The more reps you have with it, the better you will be. And though we don't know what you guys are going to do as you go forward, something it's going to involve public speaking in some way or another. So that's a great experience right there, getting that. But those friendships, that sisterhood, the opportunity to support women supporting women and some of that, you've already won, already having that in place. Whatever happens from here out, I wish you all well with, but you're playing with house money here. You've already won, and that's got to be a good feeling going forward. And When I ask something that you take away from this event, is that the main thing that you would say that you've taken away from this? The friendships, the women supporting women, the sisterhood of this? I'll go down the line.
I agree. I also came here for the public speaking because I kind of struggle with that, and I wanted to improve on that.
You're getting better. I would say, I don't know what you were like before, but you're doing great today. You're killing it today.
I actually started also because of the same reason, because I was such a shy kid and I wasn't really great with talking with strangers. But over the years, it wasn't just public speaking I gained from this. It was also lifetime friendships, big travel opportunities, and really just being able to have that satisfaction of knowing that I'm changing the world with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Yeah.
Yeah. I came because I heard about the friendships, and originally I was like, I don't think I'm gonna do it. Like, everyone's pretty. I feel like beauty pageants, like, everyone's pretty. Everyone should walk away. But when I learned about the scholarships, all of us get scholarships, and you can take those to college or tech schools where most people do go. So they help you also in your future. And the friendships, I talk to these girls almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very good to hear. Nicely said.
I do also agree with them, and I just think that sisterhood is just so important for all of us, and I also agree with public speaking. It is so important, and you can do so much with it.
Yeah.
I think even like if you don't win, just getting your CSI and talking about it on stage in front of people, for me that's a really big thing, knowing that like I was out there and I said what I needed to say. But again, with the scholarships, at the end of the day everyone does win something, which I think is a really great opportunity, and that's what I love about this pageant, that is that we get scholarship dollars in the end.
Yeah, the investment that the community makes and the investment the organization makes in you guys in that is noteworthy, very noteworthy. And a big part of this, a huge part of this event. The event is happening. It's coming up real soon, everybody. Friday, October 25th, will be the dress rehearsal, which is open to everybody yet again. And tickets will be available at the door for that. And certainly be sure to mark your calendars for the event itself. Saturday, the competition will be going on Saturday, October 26th. Tickets can be purchased at MissWisconsinRapids.org. MissWisconsinRapids.org. Encourage you to attend this event. So give these kids a great crowd. Give them a good audience. And cheer them on. Do want to wrap up with talking about as far as encouragement, encouraging other people out there listening. While we certainly want to, you know, highlight you guys and champion what you all are doing, we know that getting together and doing this is also about the younger people out there listening and, you know, future contestants possibly. So to those future contestants, how would you encourage them to do something like this?
I would encourage them by, even though if you don't do it perfect, you gain something even if you don't win. Even if it's not about the crown, you can still do your initiative even without getting the crown.
I have always said this, and I will continue to say it. You are not competing against others. You are competing against yourself. Mm. It is self-growth and really what you take away from the pageant, not about who wins or what you think that you lost, because really you do gain something every single time you do a pageant.
Mm-hmm. Just do it. You won't regret it. You will gain so much confidence, and the girls are amazing. If you're backstage and you need something, you can say it, and guaranteed someone will have it, and it's not she's my competition, I'm not gonna help her. You help each other so much, and at the end of the day the judges have 10 minutes personally with you. If not, they have on stage, they have very little time to decide who will take it on, so every day it could change to a different person, so don't take it hard on yourself.
Well said.
I was a little princess or in the princess pageant when I was little, and I just encouraged the little girls to join that to see how the girls like do things and how to bring your community service initiative to the community, and I just think it's a better look on how the pageant goes.
Mm-hmm. Same with the princess program. When I was a little girl doing it, like that's all I ever wanted to be, like, oh my god, like look at these older girls, they're so pretty, they're dressed up. It's just about like being motivated and showing those girls, the younger generation, like being a role model and like, hey, like one day you can do this too.
Yeah, and it's great to hear that in all of you guys, and I hear a chorus of that through every one of you, of the encouragement to the younger generations, to the other kids to do this, and what the empowerment that it has given you already, and confidence it has given you, you know, I you're gonna have some nerves. You're gonna have some feelings with this and everything. I will tell you, I have been in the industry for, I've been doing radio for 22 years. I have been in over 1,000 plays. I have never not gotten nervous. Never not gotten nervous. Before we got together and we started recording today, I got a little nervous. Right before I hit this mic on, I didn't. It's a good thing. Nerves are a good thing. It means you care. It means you're engaged. It means this means something to you. And I also think it means that you can have a really good time. So while you're going to have a lot going on this next couple of weeks and everything, one thing that I hope you remember and I just want to remind you of, enjoy yourselves. Have fun. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the camaraderie. Have a good time out there. And know that this community supports you and has your back and is going to be cheering you on, okay? Enjoy yourselves, everybody. And thank you so much for putting up with my questions and hanging out with us and everything. This was a lot of fun. Looking forward to having whoever wins and more of you guys in throughout the years and everything, whatever you go on to do. Know it's going to be great things. Do appreciate the time, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can find out more and get your tickets at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Be sure to support them on social media as well and share this on your pages. You just never know who might see this that wouldn't otherwise. And save the date. We'll meet you over there. Even if you want to take in the dress rehearsal, it'll be Friday, October 25th. And, of course, the show itself will be the very next day, Saturday, October 26th. It'll be over at the Performing Arts Center right at the PAC in here, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And find out more at MissWisconsinRapids.org. We're wrapping up for the week here, but we do want to send a big shout out to the heart of this station, Pam Hilke, and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... No, really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking with Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Local 344, representing 15,000 Wisconsin workers, about their endorsement of the Harris Walls ticket.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.